The researchers from Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, Vanderbilt University in Nashville, and at hospitals in France gave patients a drug made of the immune system boosting substance interleukin-7, or IL-7. The study's senior investigator, Richard Hotchkiss, is an anesthesiologist and critical care specialist at Washington University School of Medicine and Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis.
Once we identified these patients in septic shock that we know, have a high mortality, we treated them with interleukin-7. The primary aim was to see if IL-7 could increase their lymphocyte count.
Lymphocytes are cells from the immune system, in this case, particularly cells known as CD4 and CD8 cells that are part of what's known as adaptive immunity.
IL-7 was remarkably effective at causing a 3- to 4-fold increase in the absolute lymphocyte count. This is important because there are many studies that show that if you have a persistent low lymphocyte count in sepsis, you have a high mortality.
Approximately 250,000 sepsis patients die every year in the United States. Some never make it out of the intensive care unit, but Hotchkiss says others have trouble later on.
They used to only look at mortality with drugs at 30 days. What they found out, that there's another additional 40% of patients that die between day 30 and day 90 of new secondary infections because their immune system is shot, okay? And this, drug will make a big difference in that.
He says having more of those CD4 and CD8 cells means patients are less vulnerable to future infections. And Drew Walton, a staff scientist in the Hotchkiss lab, says this study was the first to show that it's possible to use a treatment and strengthen adaptive immunity in sepsis patients.
The treatment tended to allow cells to be activated to a much greater extent than they were without the drug. We found that they were more proliferative and they survived better. All of these things should help with patient survival.
But Hotchkiss says because this study included only 27 patients, they haven't yet been able to demonstrate that treatment with IL-7 improves survival. He says a bigger study should be more conclusive. In the meantime, Hotchkiss says the strategy of treating patients with IL-7 makes some sense because of its role in the immune system.
IL-7 has been called the maestro of the immune system. It acts on CD4 T cells, which are the helper cells, which instruct the other cells in immunity. That's why it's so potentially important on immunity.
Hotchkiss and his colleagues report their findings in the journal JCI Insight. I'm Jim Dryden.